course.
Beyond a doubt, I think the work that introduced Bill Cooper to the world has to be Behold a Pale Horse. Now, Bill had released a lot of other documents and things, but up until 1991, when the book was published, self-funded, by the way, the book starts out with Bill describing himself, who Bill Cooper is. He was reared in an Air Force family, goes through his early childhood years up to when he came back from Vietnam, and then where he got all of this information that he was putting into his book and why he felt compelled that he had to release this information.
This title is from the book of Revelations, because I have to tell you this, and you may think I'm nuts if you want to, but this is the truth. Either these men are following the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation as it is in the Bible, mm-hmm. They're either following it just like a plan and bringing the prophecies in there to pass, to manipulate and control those who believe in those prophecies and neutralize them, so to speak. In other words, if this is written in the Bible and God has ordained it, who am I to resist? It must come to pass, so I'm not gonna try to stop it.
Okay.
What a perfect way to neutralize the opposition right off the bat. Or there really is a God, and what he said was going to come to pass is coming to pass. And I name this Behold a Pale Horse from chapter 13 of the book of Revelations. The fourth horse, the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, is the pale horse. And I looked, and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat upon him was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with the beasts of the earth. And that is taking place now today. The fourth horseman is riding across the world now. That's what AIDS is all about. That's what all these little brush fire wars all over the world are all about. That's what's happening. That's why cancer cures are suppressed. So it's not hidden at all. It's there for anybody who wants to look. And I get people who still come to me all the time and say, Bill, you're all wrong. It's the Jews. The Jews are subverting the world. Man, it's not the Jews, it's not the Catholics, it's not the blacks. It's these men who belong to the ancient mystery schools, who meet in secret and decide the fate of the world. And they belong to all different races and all different nationalities and all different religions to the public point of view. But in secret, it's a different story.
Bill's second major contribution, and arguably his most compelling, was the 42 hours worth of dedicated broadcasts into the history, origins, and agendas of secret societies. The series was simply called Mystery Babylon, and began with an interpretation of the Stanley Kubrick classic 2001, A Space Odyssey.
To simplify, I guess we could say that Bill took us on a journey through the language, religion, and symbology of the elite, the power structure. What do these people believe? He started out with something modern and then took us way back into the ancient texts of the mystery schools, ancient Egypt, some of the beliefs and mythology of ancient Egypt, tons and tons of Masonic works and other mystery texts.
You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm your host, William Cooper. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we begin the origin, the history, the dogma, and the identity of the ancient mystery religions, which are now known as the mystery schools, the Order of the Quest, Freemasonry, the ancient Order of the Rose and Cross, the Knights Templar, the Sovereign and Military Order of the Knights of Malta, the Order of St. John of Jerusalem, the Priory de Sion, the Thule Society, or sometimes known as the Thule Society, the Order, the Skull and Bones, the Russell Trust, the Jason Society, the Scroll and Key, the Illuminati, And I could go on and on and on and on. But the most important thing to realize is that they all have been collectively known throughout the ages as the mystery schools, the Illuminati, which literally means illumined ones. They are all one and the same, as you will come to know. And you will understand perfectly how they've been able to infiltrate all of our society. What you hear tonight does not necessarily reflect my views, our beliefs, our religion. They have ruled from the shadows, you see. And they call themselves the guardians of the secrets of the ages. And their first religion was called astrotheology, or the worship of the heavens. And their first object of worship was the sun. The second object of worship was the moon. And everywhere you see the mystery schools or the mystery religion, you will see the symbols of the sun and the moon, also known as Osiris and Isis. For in the religion of the mystery schools, they believed that man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust and vindictive God, and that man was not told by this unjust and vindictive God that he could have the same powers. And man was set free from the bonds of ignorance by Lucifer through his agent Satan, and many believe that the two are the same. That's okay, because maybe they are. And that through the gift of intellect, man himself will become God. Now, for those of you who understand what I am imparting to you now, you may not even have to listen any farther, for it explains everything that has ever happened in the history of man, and everything that is happening now, and all that is to happen in the future. They believe that the tree-dwelling ancestors of man were among the most intelligent beings of their distant age. And when these creatures finally abandoned the trees and walked fully upright, freeing their hands to serve as implements of their minds as well as their bodies, there began the most successful evolutionary drive toward higher intelligence ever witnessed in nature. Now notice, Lucifer was called the son of the morning star. It was also called the Morning Star, and there is a great mystery here, because Christ also called himself the Morning Star. But I have been told by those who have been initiated in the mystery schools that Christ and Lucifer are one and the same being. What you believe, of course, is your own business, and it's not my intention to make you believe anything, but rather to impart to you what I have learned over many, many years of study into the secrets of those who worship the ancient mystery religions in secret for thousands of years. I do not advise you what you should believe or not believe. But I do advise you that we all need to learn as much as we can about everything that we can, because one thing I have learned in my life is that most of what we have ever been taught has been a lie.